You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
on every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro. Beautiful voice. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can. Our amazing producers, we love them. RJ Santillo.
Ilya Yabushkin.
Good old Ilya. How about the very handsome single ladies, Raymond Santiago?
You see video all the time of older folks engaging in fisticuffs.
So that's what you're into. Big shout out to the companies. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Well, he
football
is.
Purist. Yes, you are. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Lauren, how you feeling?
Like
oh, no. Yeah, let's not do swearing today. We have an awesome show planned for you.
Sorry I brought you guys down.
No one said you brought us down.
No, I see the way you act towards me.
Apology accepted.
What a guy you are, RJ. Joe Douglas continues to solidify the Jets' offensive line while his quarterback contemplates a run at the White House in Costa Rica. Giants are poking around a top three pick. Gerrit Cole is scheduled to meet with Dr. Neil Elitrosh today in L.A. Yankees hope to have Aaron Judge back in their lineup on Saturday. The Knicks kick off their four-game West Coast trip in Portland tonight. Rangers are in Tampa to face the Lightning. My Islanders facing RJ's Buffalo Sabres. We got Rich Cimini at 8:30. Stuff you missed at 9:15, and everyone's favorite station ID at 8. And as always on the Thursday at 7:45, we have no observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, in an effort to save my football team season, I present to you a new vice presidential candidate. First off, where are you from?
Back roads, you know, like Okeechobee or whatever it is in Florida.
Beautiful. What exactly makes you qualified to be the vice president?
In the jungle.
Okay, so you can sing. Any negatives?
Psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
But you sound so happy about it. How about any skeletons?
I've never had a four hands massage.
That's a positive, I think. So explain to me again why you should be vice president.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I'm scared of nobody.
No, you are not. Here he is, our new candidate, the one and only David Hugh Rothenberg.
That was very nice. You really are a craftsman of the Thursday Open, aren't you?
A lot of material today.
Yeah.
We had a lot of material.
You really did very well there. And to think just a few weeks ago, this thing almost died on the table.
Not almost died. You almost killed it.
Don't.
It was under your watch.
How dare you?
It was under your watch.
How dare you? Under my watch? I've never do the Thursday Open. The Thursday Open is done because I wasn't there. In the one thing of any of the things we do on the show, my least responsibility is in fact the Thursday Open.
It's your time off.
How in the world would you come after me?
It was under your watch. I leave the show in your hands. You're the driver.
It's Santiago. You and Santiago.
You almost drove off the cliff.
This is such an awful. I might leave. I might get up and leave right now.
I'm just saying.
What a horrendous take by you.
I'm not here. RJ's not here. You drive the show. You're the leader of the show.
Who'd you do the Thursday Open with today?
You need to step up.
Who did you get behind the scenes?
Raymond.
Right.
But now, like the Knicks. This was very similar to the Knicks. Right? You lose RJ. You lose me.
Right.
So now people are asked to step up. So now Raymond is sitting in the big seat. He's running the entire show.
Right.
Now Bauer is here doing Raymond's job. But we still got Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson has to pick up the slack.
Well, you know what? Bauer said to Raymond, would you like me to do the
Open?
You
want to be Jalen Brunson or not?
No.
You don't?
No.
Don't Don't smell your hand like that.
Why?
Don't smell your hand like
that. I'm Jalen Brunson.
No, you can't do that.
It smells delicious. No wonder he does that.
You may lose the title of best in the show with what you did on that Thursday.
That's fine. If that takes me down to a different rung, that's I'm comfortable there. That was not me. That was Raymond.
No. It was all of you.
RJ wasn't here. You weren't here. So it's going to be all of us.
No. I need you to step in. And you tell somebody to do it. You say, Bauer.
I said to Raymond, what's happening with Thursday Open?
No, you don't say what's.
So I should have said, Raymond, you're doing the Thursday Open?
Raymond, Thursday Open has to get done. You're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on. Bauer, you've done it before. Time for you to step up. That's what I need from you.
Ray, who's nowhere near prepared to speak.
This is the time where he usually snacks.
Mid-chew, headphones in another region, microphone pushed across the room. He is so ill-prepared to speak right now. I think even Ray.
This isn't the time for me to speak, first of all.
Why? He's snacking. I told you, this is his snack time. We just did the open.
I know
he snacks.
It's like my 7:45 banana.
Right.
I know.
Get into his schedule,
just
please.
Just like your 7:45 banana, RJ's 8:25 coffee. We've established a pattern here, and you keep breaking it.
No, I'm not angry at you, but I want you to admit that the open not happening that day was not on me.
I've explained myself numerous times.
Who was it on?
I didn't say it was on you.
Right. He even knows
I made
it was
a
him.
Decision. Yeah. I made a decision.
He's defiant about it.
Well, he did call you old yesterday, so maybe he just didn't think you were
old. I'm 51.
In hindsight, I
think everyone's to blame.
I listened back to that, by the way.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I do kind of feel bad.
You see video all the time of older folks engaging in fisticuffs.
I could see why you were upset.
Yeah.
I apologize.
He lumped me in with the older folks. Listen, I am old. I'm 51. I'm past the midway point.
Young in spirit, though.
Young in act. Young in spirit. Old chronologically. Yes. I think it's very fair to say. All right, so this Aaron Rodgers thing, we'll get to it at some point this morning. He's unbelievable. This whole thing is unbelievable. We'll have Rich Cimini at 8:30 discuss, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets' moves and what they might do. Today's Steph Curry's birthday, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and today's Pi Day, 314.
Pi Day, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just heard on SportsCenter night.
Okay, great.
But I didn't like what they said. I guess it was Jay Reynolds. I don't know if you heard what he said.
I did not.
For all you math nerds.
That's not nice.
It's Pi Day.
Yeah, that's not
nice. So enjoy it. So why do you have to be a math nerd to enjoy Pi Day?
That's a great question. Maybe you just have a real respect for pi.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's it.
What's your pi choice?
Or a lack of respect of, when your 9-year-old son asks you to help him with math and you have no real idea how they're teaching it now. With stacking and I'm going to put this here with and...
But could you do it?
I can get the answer. Right. But I can't do it.
You can't lead him to the answer the way you're supposed to lead. I'm now at the point where if one of the kids is like, can you help me with this? I'm like, yeah, let me say, no, I can't help you with that.
Yeah, the way they're doing division now, it's like if it's 27 divided by 3, they have to do 27 minus 3, then 24 minus 3, then 21 minus 3.
They have to just subtract 3?
They keep doing it, and then you count how many times that you had
that
to subtract.
That seems very impractical.
It's a lot.
It doesn't seem like it's very...
It takes a
wise
lot of
for the time.
So
I've been even doing 145 divided by 3. You go 142,
yeah.
130.
Yeah. And you just keep doing it, and you count how many times you did it.
That doesn't seem very very smart way to go about
it. That's 9. She's like, that's not how you do it, Dad.
Yeah, but could you show him how to get to 9? Or are you just like 3?
No, this is how they want him to do it. And then there's this other thing where it's like there's a box here with a line that goes to here.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's the new math. Yeah,
a lot.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, this Garrett Cole thing, man.
Not great.
Not
great. Well, I shouldn't say that. We don't know yet.
Well, they said they found no tear, but here's what I don't understand. Eletrosh is the foremost expert, right? I guess so that's why he's going to go out. He's got to go out to California.
He's already and apparently he's already seen the
Yankee doctors.
The preliminary. Eletrosh too. So what would happen, this is how it would usually work, right, is that you'll get all the imaging. So he's going to get, for him, he got an MRI, CT scan, x-rays, all of it. And then, radiologists will read it. They'll send the report. Your team doctors will look at it, and they'll diagnose what they think it is. And then, any good agent will say, hey, let's get second, third opinions. They'll send all the films to whatever doctor, and then apparently Eletrosh wants to see him. So he's in L.A. now meeting with Eletrosh. They said no tear, but I'm sure Garrett Cole in his mind is like, well, if there's no tear in it, why does it feel like this?
Right.
Like, there's something going on. I want to know what's going
on. And how many years was it DeGrom had issues where it hurt, it didn't feel right? They'd look at the imaging and be like, no, it looks okay. And he could not pitch. So now you hear that he's going to be out at least a month or two. And that's at the minimum. That's on the optimistic end.
Right. I think for Gerrit Cole, or for me, if I was in Gerrit Cole's shoes, it's at least a month or two. You don't see anything in the elbow. Like, structurally, it looks fine. Well, then you need to explain to me why I haven't been able to bounce back.
Well,
why
I don't think they can explain.
No,
it.
Right. But in now going to the, you know, to the best of the best, in your experience with what you've seen, he's going to test them out, do all the, you know, whatever he's going to do.
Right.
You know, is this something in 1 to 2 months that I come back and there's no pain and I'm fine? Or are we playing, you know, are we rolling the dice?
I think you're playing a game of Russian roulette.
Right. So do we, you know, whatever it is. They're not going to do surgery if there's no tear.
Right. But do we just shut it down?
Well, that's the scary part, though. Because, I mean, you mentioned Jacob DeGrom. So it was test after test after test. And the Mets, like, it felt like that. You said it. I mean, it was one of your best hot takes of all time. He's not coming back.
Right.
And as it turns out, he ends up needing Tommy John. So, like, are we headed down?
After he leaves the Mets. Right.
So are we headed down that road with Gerrit Cole? So now.
But what can you do? Even if you're headed down that road, you're not going to preemptively have surgery for someone that doesn't have a tear.
That's right.
So you're going to have to manage and massage this until it either gets better and he gets back to Gerrit Cole, or what happens to DeGrom happens where it is a tear and now he does actually need the surgery. You'd almost say, now I want to be careful and say, like, you'd almost say, in some way, it'd be, almost be better if it's like, okay, there's the tear.
Yes.
Let's do the surgery.
Yep.
You're going to miss the season, but come next year, you're going to be back and you're going to be Gerrit Cole. Then this waiting game, not knowing, God forbid he comes back, he pitches into the season, and then this thing actually does tear in August or September.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or he's just not the same pitcher.
Yeah, and listen, just any athlete wants to know what's happened. Like, you want a definitive, what is this? And this, if you know what it is, that way we know how to fix it. Like, that was, I told you this before, like, with my whole groin thing I had, they're like, oh, you have a pulled groin. Then I went to BU, and I'm like, this thing is not right. I went through, like, 500 different tests, and I was like, can we find out what this
and
is?
And people know. Like, you don't have to be an athlete. Like, how many times have you been to the doctor? You're like, something, I don't feel right. And they're like, no, you're fine. You're like, I don't feel right. Like, you certainly, if you're an athlete, it's more defined, and it's your body. But you, like, I've gone to the doctor, I'm like, my throat is killing me. Like, well, no, it looks fine. Like, and then you go back, like, 3 days later, like, oh, you have a strep throat. It's like, you know when something's not right, and clearly in his mind right now, something is not right.
And I want to fix it.
Right.
Because I think he recognizes, too, he's smart. I mean, he's a really smart guy, like how important he is to this team, how important this season is to this team. And, you know, he just wants to feel good again. Coming off a season where he was the best pitcher in baseball, you know what I mean? Like, it's important for him to be out there. That's one of the things that you always say about Gerrit Cole. Every fifth day, the guy is a horse. He's out there.
Well, that's not going to be the case right now.
And he's not used to this. This is not a guy that's ever hurt.
Ever.
And now
I don't think he's missed any time since, like, 2016.
I think it was only because of COVID. Well, you mean injury-wise?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Recently, I think it was just the COVID stuff. But, I mean, it's a frustrating place to be as an athlete. And I know it's a frustrating place to be as a fan because of how important the season is. But, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, this is just something where, you know, he goes out to L.A., they figure out exactly what it is, and it only ends up being a month or two.
That's the best case scenario. But that gets you worried. Your best case scenario, so 2 months, that'd be 2 months from now or 2 months of the season?
Well, probably 2 months from now, I would imagine.
Okay, so 2 months from now brings you to mid-May. So at that point, he's missed 6 weeks. That's your best case scenario. That's if things get better and they rehab and everything is working on schedule. If it's not working on schedule, we have no idea how long
he's
going
to
be out.
I think we'll have more answers here as we get, you know, through this visit to L.A.
I guess they said 4 Yankees doctors have been involved in this thing, is what I saw. And they really don't exactly know what it is. That would worry me. That would concern me.
Well, of course it does. And I'm sure it worries Gerrit Cole. And the fact that, you know, Eletrosh looks at all the scans and imaging and everything else and says, hey, I mean, there's enough where I'd like to see you. And we can really figure out what the hell is happening here. It's funny, though, because, I mean, it depends on which doctors you go to. Like, there's some guys that are just...
Well, different doctors have different views of seeing the same thing.
I mean, I could sit here for the next 10 minutes and just go through a list of, like, doctors or guys that have had situations. Like, Sidney Crosby thought he was done. Like, there are guys, Kyle Okposo tells a good story about he thought he was, with his post-concussion, that it was it. It was done. Would never get better. And then he went and saw another doctor, and this doctor just so happens to be the best at what he does.
Right.
And he had, like, this crazy release in his mouth, and all of a sudden, post-concussion was gone. Like, there's... So he's just hoping to find, you know, go to L.A., Eletrosh finds or thinks he knows exactly what's wrong, and now we know how to fix it.
Right.
Because the last thing you want to do is not know.
But if there's no tear, what fixes, what can there be? Like, they, you can't, what are you going to do?
I can't answer that question. I'm not an elbow expert.
Right. But, you know, maybe there's rehab. There's a different rehab that he would put him through than the other doctors do. But it's just like, you almost wish there was more of a black and white answer rather than like, we don't really see anything. We're uncertain. Let's revisit this in 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, and as a player, that's all you want, too. I mean, I know the fan base wants that. I know you want that. But, I mean, that's exactly what I would want, is just tell me what it is so I can fix it.
Right. That's right.
Or you can fix it.
You have a complete tear. We're going to go in. We're going to fix it. And you will be back to that same pitcher by opening day next season.
Yeah. I mean, and hopefully that happens. I don't know. I mean, at least you got some good news on Aaron Judge, which I guess is a positive. But, I mean, this is, as far as winning a World Series, I don't know, Blake Snell's out there and Jordan Montgomery's out there. I mean, Dylan Cease is gone now because he just got traded.
Right.
And the Yankees were interested there. I mean, if you don't have him for this season, it completely changes the expectation.
If you don't have him for the season, you're not winning the World Series.
No, but if you only lose him for 1 to 2 months, not, I mean,
think
that's
you
different.
Could lose him for 5 months. And if he comes back and he's Garrett Cole for the postseason, I think you'd be okay.
Well, but that would be my fear, though. I mean, even if you lost him for that many months, is he Garrett Cole when he comes back? That's a lot of time.
But he may not be Garrett Cole regardless of when he comes back.
So we'll wait and see.
And now you know what happens. If he comes back in 2 months, 3 months, every pitch he throws, you're going to have your heart in your throat and be like, oh, God, is he going to be okay?
Well, depending on what the results of this visit are. You know, I mean, if it's whatever it ends up being. But I'm sure he just wants to
take like
care
that,
of.
I felt like that with DeGrom every time he pitched. Like, oh God, is this going to be
DeGrom
the
had a track record of that.
I understand that.
This guy doesn't. It felt like
but
every,
he has what DeGrom had now, this uncertainty.
It felt like DeGrom was in the, I mean, it would move. It would start, I mean, it would go elbow, shoulder. Like, he was in the MRI tube. It felt like once a month. And this guy has not had a track record at all.
Any injuries whatsoever. All right, we'll hear from Aaron Boone. We'll hear from you guys. 1-800-919-3776. Like I said, we have Rich Cimini, 8:30. College basketball is just red hot right now. So we'll
Villanova
get into that.
Had a scare last night.
Won by a point over DePaul, who I think finishes the season at 3-29.
I think that's right.
And they were 0-1 now, if you include that loss last night, 0-21 in conference.
Your Kansas prediction looks good. They lost.
Well, they're also without their two best players.
So they lost, though.
Yeah, but they did. They got hammered by Cincinnati. So Rangers in action tonight. Your Islanders with a huge game. Now, I don't know, you and RJ going to have like some kind of a battle today?
He was already taunting me earlier.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, he's playing the role. Like, he's like, yeah, big game. And I was like, yeah, this is a big game. He's like, yeah, but we got to jump over this many teams. Like, he's got this little kind of quiet, it's not so quiet now, but a little confidence.
A little cockiness to
RJ. A little cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
My friend Larry introduced himself to Ray at the Knicks game the other night. Apparently made no impression because Ray mentioned nothing. But I talked to him this morning on my way in, and he said, yesterday's show, elite.
Why was Larry up so early?
Larry, I'll tell you why, and you'll appreciate this. So Larry is a member of the gym across the street. and he comes in. They have
this gym?
The gym across the street.
They have pickleball at that gym.
Larry comes in to play pickleball in the morning, showers, and then walks into work at like 8:30.
All right.
Yeah. He's very focused on the pickleball.
And we're going to need Larry to take us into the facility to play pickleball.
That would be great.
That's what I'm saying.
We could just play here. He definitely would.
Be easy.
And then I don't have to travel down to you. You don't have to travel to me. We just get one other player, but who would we get?
Yeah, Brian.
Brian would come into the city to play?
He's got
to
be in the city for work anyway.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
It's done.
Yes.
That's nice. I think he said they have a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Nice.
From like, I don't know. I forget the time.
Right, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure that out. So, what was I saying? Yeah, but apparently he made no impression on Raymond.
I don't know if that's the case. He wouldn't even say a word.
That's
not fair. Well, the second you said it, he remembered his name at least.
I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
But Larry's so excited. He goes, did Ray tell you that I met him? I was like, no.
Larry was a very friendly guy.
Yeah. And he's a very nice guy.
Very nice guy. And I feel bad that I did not ask you about it. But in fairness, I really didn't sleep much after that game. Came right back in.
In fact, Larry's such a nice guy that he said, I don't know how Ray does it. Because he went to the game and he's like, how does Ray go to the game? He goes, he must get home later than I did. I got home at 11. He probably gets home at midnight. I slept through my alarm the next morning. I woke up at like 7:30.
It's tough.
He's like, how does he do it? I said, he's a warrior. That's how.
I would imagine, Raymond, do you go with the motivational speech when you wake up? Like, you got to do it. Get out of bed. You can do it.
Yeah, yeah, it takes a lot. Some days, like, I have multiple alarms now. I used to have one alarm. It's
dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
That's a dangerous game to play one alarm.
Now I've got like three or four. Like,
you know what I can do for you,
right? You can't snooze your way out of this one.
Here's what I can do. I will loan you a dog for the next 8 to 10 years, okay?
I'll loan you a dog. I can't take care of the dog, Dave.
Because they wake up.
Yeah, but he's never going to see the dog. 4:30 is too late for him, first of all. Second of all, how's he going to see the dog?
Yeah.
Right. Unless you get it as a service dog and you take it with you to the garden.
All right, here's what we're doing. I'll give you both dogs. You can have both dogs, and they'll keep each other company when you're not around.
You keep trying to give these poor animals away.
They're very difficult
dogs.
You're
going to have to change the name at some point.
We're changing the name.
Okay, whose fault
Buckley?
Is that?
It's undetermined as of right now. But we're going to have a family vote this weekend.
Nice.
Name change.
Good.
Yeah. I can't live with
you needed it.
I can't live with a Barkley.
You needed it.
I can't live with a Barkley. Our friend J.J. Roth has sent an email in. J.J., the program director. He said, the fact that Rick has the audacity to blame Dave for not doing the Thursday Open a few weeks ago is insanity. Rick is now my most hated. Actually, that's a lie. Nothing can take away the title from that lazy sack of bleep Raymond. Hey, Raymond, bleep you. R.J., have a great Thursday. J.J., the P.D.,
you just got done talking about how hard I work.
Yeah.
I think you work hard. JJ apparently doesn't see it the same way.
He could not wait to read that email.
Could not wait.
Could not wait.
I read what's provided.
RJ, don't you think, though, RJ, with you out.
RJ, don't you think, though, RJ.
And me out. The one that needs to step up and really take charge should be Dave.
On something that Dave is never involved in.
Well, his name is on the show,
all the more reason you should have done it.
It's CPH or Robin.
I really look forward to this because RJ is typically very cool and calculated, plays the game to tweak me, but also will try to give an appropriate response. So I'm really intrigued of where he's going to go.
That's pretty good. That's about what I am.
Yeah.
So what I would say is, Dave, no, you should not have been the one to do it by any means. But I think what Rick is saying, and this is where I agree, it's on you to start grabbing guys by the face mask and saying, here's what I need. Bauer, you cool with this? Here's what we're doing.
I said to Ray, we got the open ready to go. We're not doing the open today.
Yeah, you said it at 5:55.
That's when he got here.
Well, that's when I remembered. I'm not supposed to know. I'm not supposed to have to deal with the open. It's not on my plate. I got enough going on.
There's clearly a void in leadership when RJ and I are gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Although Raymond did step up, but at that point, you need to step up and say, listen, Raymond, you do what you got to do. I'll have Bauer do this.
But Bauer volunteered.
You want to wear the C. It comes with high expectations.
I don't want to wear the C.
Well, you got the C.
I don't want the C.
You're Chris Kreider. No interest.
Dave would be voted team captain by his teammates and say, guys, what are you doing?
I don't want any part of that.
This is awful.
I want to be an Iron Man. I want to show up. I want to produce, and then I want to get the hell out. And I don't want to have to be a team leader.
Stay late for what? Game's over.
Yeah.
Work out.
They awarded the 3 stars. I'm gone.
Talk to the media? Nah, I'm out.
Video? Who needs video?
Yeah. Wish a sick child well? No, I don't have time.
Did you hear what Giannis said? That was probably 2 weeks ago. Where he's like, no, I like being surprised. I don't watch video. I like not knowing.
I think we discussed that. he had to be kidding.
He had to be tongue-in-cheek.
He had to be. I like to be surprised.
It's more exciting.
They're running a pick and roll. I didn't know they even did that.
To not even know.
Oh, what a surprise.
Who's on this team? This is such a surprise.
Wait, who is that? When did they get him? Did I miss something at the deadline?
That would be great.
Let's go to Dino in the Bronx. Say hi, Dino. How are you? You're on 98.7 ESPN.
What's up, guys? Good
What's morning. Up, buddy?
Listen, this question was more for Rick and those. So you know how Garrett Cole is dealing with his injuries, right? Or his injury. At what point is it more of like a mental game over like toughness and physical? Because like, I mean, I know you dealt with your injuries, but like, is it mentally harder than it physically is? Because like, you'll physically recover eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the first thing is you got to figure out what it is. Right? And I mean, is this something I can do, you know, can I do more damage to myself? Is this a pain thing? Because there's a difference between being hurt and being injured. Like, if there's a real injury, and it sounds like there's a real injury, then he's got to, I mean, you have to, you know, address it the right way. So you meet with the best of the best, and they kind of put you on a program or a surgery or whatever it is. And then I think the hardest part mentally is that once you get through all of that, is just trusting that you're not going to re-injure yourself. Like, to fully let it go. That was always my hardest thing, was when in practice I could protect myself. Like, I know, like, I knew just because it's, you know, you're not really in the moment, that there were certain things that I wouldn't do. But then as soon as you hit the game, all that stuff goes out the window. And you're just reacting.
You can't be concerned about, am I going to re-injure? Is this going to hurt me? Is this going to be a problem during game action? You can't.
No, you can't.
If that's your thought, you've kind of already lost.
Well, no, it's not your thought. But there is you can almost lull yourself into like this false sense of security, because in practice you feel good, feel great. Like, I wish, for me, like a groin injury would be the hardest, because in practice you'd feel good, but then you'd recognize as soon as you got into the game,
right,
even in warm up, you're so amped up, the adrenaline's finally going, that, you know, puck's going wide, and all of a sudden you're kicking your leg out. Like, well, I wasn't doing that in practice because it was practice. Now all of a sudden, you know, I'm exerting myself to a whole different level. So I think we just wait, and right now it's 1 to 2 months. Just wait and see what Eletrosh says and get a real idea of what it is, hopefully.
Right. We'll get a little more clarity on it. All right, so we didn't hear from Boone. We'll hear from him in a second, kind of this uncertainty of where we are with Garrett Cole. 1-800-919-3776. Like you mentioned, Dylan Cease is now a member of the Padres, so he's gone. Montgomery remains. Blake Snell remains. And we'll see if the Yankees decide to, you know, kick the tires on either of those guys.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
And listen to this, and I expect to see everyone on May the 2nd. The DNR pregame party, that's what we're calling it, the pregame party. Is back. So we're heading out to Publicans, again, great spot in Manhasset, Long Island, Thursday, May 2nd. We do the show live from there.
I would say probably, just in experiencing it last year, because it was unbelievable last year.
Right.
Want to get there early.
You want to get there early. There was a long line to get in last year. So, yeah, it was phenomenal. There was hundreds of people. I imagine there will be the same this time around.
Food was great.
I know there's like some kind of an issue with the company and the company of Jays. I don't care.
No, we're bringing everyone together. This
is a unifying event, okay? So it's May the 2nd. Then after the show, after we hang out for a little bit, we're going to walk to the LIRR, take the train to Citi Field for the second annual pregame party ahead of the Mets and Cubs before we go into the game, and we will be in that game in our seats by 1:10. Okay?
Yeah, listen, I'm fine with it. It's how you did it last year, I think, that turned a lot of people off.
What do you mean?
Well, just that you're mid-conversation, you just left.
I think that that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that that's fair. So this year, I'm going to try to be better, and I'm going to, okay, it's 12:45. Guys, I'm going to get ready now to go into the game.
Well, because it would have been one thing if the people you were talking to weren't also going into the game. Completely understandable. But it was your best buddies that were also attending the game, which kind of makes it a little bit weird. But you're taking, so people know, at 51 years old, he is taking steps to becoming a better friend. Yesterday, held the door for me. That was nice.
That was nice.
I noticed it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's kind of where I'm headed. I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah. But we've come a long way. We really have.
I think so, too. Anyhow, Thursday, May 2nd, Publicans in Manhasset, yep. Right to Citi Field. We'll see you there.
I can't wait.
And I don't want like some drib jabs people. No, I want a huge turnout. I mean, you brought drinks for everybody last year.
Listen, it's our favorite event. I mean, this is our favorite event. I love this event. Weather's going to be nice. Start early.
Right.
It's from 6 a.m. to game time. I mean, this is perfect.
And all the way through, we'll give you details about where we're sitting and all that kind of stuff so you guys can get tickets.
Remind me not to get Cass's dad so...
Well, he was banged up last
year. So mangled.
Oh, my God.
I fell asleep at dinner. Right at the table.
Fell asleep at dinner. He asked me why the Rays weren't hitting Yandy Diaz.
Poor guy.
RJ, he's like, why do you think Diaz is not playing today? I was like, cool. I was like, what Diaz? I was like, Edwin's out there. He's like, you know, Yandy. I was like, well, because the Rays aren't playing.
He couldn't even stand up.
Yeah.
It was hot that day, too.
Hot, though. The problem was we let him sit down and we just kept bringing him drinks. And by the time he stood up.
Well, and he's such a nice guy that he's not going to be like, I don't want any more drinks. I'm good.
Especially free ones.
Right.
Free drinks. Come on, bring them.
Yeah.
And then we got him to dinner and it was.
He fell asleep at the table.
Right at the table, yeah.
What a treat. You're very lucky to have him as your father.
Oh, I know. I know. That's why I take him.
He's a great guy.
He loves to have a good time.
He loves me.
He does like you a lot. He does. He called me on his bike the other day. He's like, did you tell Dave I said happy birthday? I was like, I think he knows that you know it's his birthday. He's like, yeah, he said it a lot. I was like, yes, he does.
You know, next year I won't mention it.
You will.
No,
you won't be able to help.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Hi, Kenny. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Quick question. What's your take on statute of limitations for a belated happy birthday?
I think you're still within your reason. Today's 2 days later. I think you're okay, if you're talking about my birthday.
Okay. Exactly. Because I know that you're a birthday period. But, happy belated birthday,
Thank
Dave.
You very much.
Also,
I appreciate it.
You provided me with my favorite moment in sports radio history yesterday when you played all of the sound at once.
Here's Sauce Gardner.
If you really know what it is, what it takes to win.
Here's OG Anunoby.
A lot better.
Great. Mike Greene.
If you're a Giant
Michael
and you're
K.
calling, I think,
that's
and this
right.
is just for
I,
me.
You know what I'll do? Here's what I'll do. Here's
Greene. If you're a Giant, I think, and this is just for me. It's not for many people.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
It was, because it was something I would do. So I think, it makes the show totally relatable. But just two real quick things. Garrett Cole, quick. As a Yankees fan, it makes me obviously sick to my stomach, and I'm counting on him being out for the season. But in a weird way, it actually makes the season more entertaining. So like not from a winning standpoint, but just the next man up, it's much more of a storyline. So I'm trying to approach it like that and trying to just see a silver lining.
I don't see any silver lining. I'm not trying to rain on your parade. I mean, you're desperate to find a silver lining. You're like, oh, this is gonna be good because we're gonna get to see how the young guys are. I don't know. I find it's very difficult to buy into there's any silver lining if he's out for an extended period of time.
Well, I think there's a big difference between the extended period of time and the season.
Sure,
there's a huge difference. I mean, if it's a couple months.
You can get by a couple months.
Right. Now, all of a sudden, Rodon steps up and he
pitched decently yesterday.
Right. And he answers. I mean, you're still worried about his fastball a little bit, but still, like, he answers the questions because he was awful last season.
and I mean, in Stroman, and then all of a sudden you got a couple young guys or a young guy that steps up, and you know, maybe you find a guy that you weren't expecting to see this year because of, you know, Gerrit Cole is always there, and that could be a positive, but you just got to wait and see now, because this is, I mean, this, there is so much, there is such a sense of urgency on this season.
But sports fans don't want to be in a, let's wait and see what happens with your ace starter.
Well, you have no choice.
I know. Well, you're put into a really uncompromising position.
I mean, unless mentally you just talk, you settle on the fact that, hey, I mean, for me now, mentally, he's gone for the season, and any better, you know, anything otherwise is better news. And
if
I'll
you,
be happy.
You know, and honestly, if you could do that, that's probably the best thing to do. If you could be like, you know what, the season is lost. He's not going to pitch. We're not going to have a real chance to win the whole thing. That's my mindset. Anything beyond that that's better is gravy and maybe would bring me back in is probably the appropriate way to handle it. But I don't think that's human nature.
No, I think that's tough. I mean, especially with high, you know, how high the expectations are for this team. What's even worse, too, is I'm not even a Yankees fan, but just even doing what we do in New York, like just the how often this is happening to New York teams. Like Jets, Super Bowl aspirations, four plays in, best player, done.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks, staring at the two seed. Randall, OG, I mean, you name it.
Everybody, yeah.
Thought we lost Jalen. Yep. I mean, it's just like enough is enough. Judge getting an MRI already, dealing with, you know, spring training fatigue.
Well, but in actuality, it wasn't spring training fatigue. He had a legitimate thing, right?
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's just like, it's just early for all this stuff to be happening. And on top of the fact that he mentioned that he's, you know, his toe is something
will be an issue forever.
Manage.
Yeah. Here's Aaron Boone, still unclear on the severity of the Gerrit Cole injury.
There's still more to go, so I don't really have anything for you yet. When we have it all, and I'll let you guys know. But as of now, it's still, you know, still going through the test phase and all the different people weighing in.
Yeah, we just don't have the answer. That's the truth. I mean, you could be annoyed at Boone. I'm getting tweets, Boone stinks and Cashman stinks, and this is just another black eye on them. But is it really? I mean, no, what do they want to do?
I mean, there's nothing you can do.
But I got a tweet a few minutes ago, said this is just going to give these guys another free pass. So when the Yankees don't accomplish what you want, well, we didn't get there because of Gerrit Cole.
No, I don't think it's going to be a free pass, but I mean, this would be one of the reasons. I mean, call it an excuse or a reason, but I mean, when you lose one of your best players, one of your most valuable players for however long it ends up being, it's going to affect you. I think for 1-2 months with, you know, how improved I think the offense is going to be, they'll be fine. It's just, I mean, as far as winning a World Series, if he's gone for the season, that changes a lot.
If he's gone for the season, you're not winning the World Series. That's it. I don't even think this is up for debate. I don't know that you can win the World Series with him. I'm very confident without him, you're not winning the World Series. Who's your game one starter in a 7-game playoff series right now?
Right now?
Yes.
I mean, you're paying Rodon to be your game one starter.
Okay. So that's a disaster.
Well, you don't know yet.
Right. As we sit here March 14th, that would panic me. Your game two starter?
Right
Stroman?
Now. Yeah, Stroman or Nestor.
Game three, other?
Clark Schmidt?
Ugh.
No, I understand that, but I think that's the hardest thing for Yankees fans right now, is that, and this is the problem I think a lot of teams, especially in the city, put themselves into, is when you set expectations so high. Like, I'm always of the mindset, under-promise, over-deliver. Because all you're doing is, when you set expectations so high, I mean, that if you don't reach those expectations, the level of disappointment, it's too much for a lot of people to handle. So if your expectation or what you say is we're all in, and you lose Gerrit Cole for at least 1 to 2 months, and you got Blake Snell sitting there, or you got Jordan Montgomery sitting there,
right,
and it's just money, I think a Yankees fan or just a fan in general has a hard time wrapping their mind around, like us as Mets fans. Like, I get you have a plan, but there is a legitimate option in Jordan Montgomery sitting there in a depressed market where you probably could get a pretty good deal, and it's just money.
I agree with
you. If you want to give me like, hey, we're not, you know, we're like with the Mets, for example, just because I'm a Mets fan, it's, you know, this is the reason why we're not signing JD Martinez, because we want to actually see in this year, we're kind of taking a step back.
Right. Vientos and Beatty.
Right. I get that. Or we're trying to build our farm system. We went through all the trouble of pivoting last season and spending all this money on our farm system. We don't want to start trading away, you know, prospects, because when push comes to shove, is this really a World Series team? No, I get that. But when it's just money and you have a team as valuable as the Yankees or an owner with the Mets that's worth so much money, I think fans have a hard time wrapping their mind around that. And I think it's even worse here with the Yankees, because they're supposed to be all in to win a championship, and there is a lot of uncertainty as to what this team will look like next year. What's going to happen with Juan Soto? Because I think as much
as much money as the Yankees are worth, I don't know if Hal, or maybe I do know, has the appetite to go to the lengths that I'm sure Steve Cohen is going to go to.
And I don't know that he can.
If there's someone that he really wants.
Go to those lengths. And I agree with you with Montgomery. The thing about Montgomery to the Mets that's also so confounding to me is, you know, it's not like it's a stopgap. If you told me they signed Montgomery to a three-year deal, like the Mets after this season, what's the rotation going to look like?
No, they're going to need.
I mean, like Severino could be gone.
He's
like,
pitched well, but yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you don't even have him locked in.
No.
So you're telling me that if I told you right now Montgomery is a Mets starter for the next 3 years, you wouldn't be very pleased with that? Like, why would, unless they just don't like him.
Unless they don't think he's very good.
I guess it's possible.
That would be the only reason. Outside not wanting to, you know, take on the extra cost because of where you are with the,
right,
with the luxury tax.
By the way, so explain this to me. If you're Cole and he's going to miss a month or two, salary stays on the book. If he were to be announced out for the entirety of the season, his salary still goes against the Yankees' salary cap?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
It doesn't. And that's why I like what they do in the NHL when you go in the long-term IR, is that you have the ability now, if he misses the season, to spend that money.
Like, he should get paid. Insurance should kick in. But whatever his salary is should come off the books, and now you can spend it on other guys. I guess this benefits the owners, right?
Depending on what the insurance policy looks like, yeah, they'll get money back for what they're already paying out.
And then they don't want to bring in another guy because now they have to pay the tax.
Because the money's already spent. The money's already spent. Like, even if you said his $36 million didn't count against your competitive balance tax, you'd still have to spend an extra $30 million. So at least this way you can use it
as a... But now, if that money stays against the cap, that extra $30 million becomes an extra $65 million or whatever.
Right, which is a great excuse not to do it.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So it's built in to kind of give the owners an out to go above and beyond
Just like dead money in the NFL.
If you're uncertain who wins, let me explain to you.
The owners always win. I've been in all those negotiations. I was part of the negotiating committee. They always win.
Let's go to Jose in Queens. Hey, Jose, how are you?
Hey, love you guys. My point is, Gerrit Cole is irreplaceable, but my point is, out of all the top teams in baseball, he's worth more to the Yankees than, let's say, he was on the Braves, because the Yankees' offense has been so lackluster. If Soto does what he's supposed to do and DJ does what he's supposed to do and they produce runs, I feel like those 2 months that Cole is gone, we're not going to miss him as much. We just need them to produce runs. If Cole was on the Braves, for example, a team that produces a boatload of runs, Atlanta isn't up in arms
Now, I'm not comparing the Braves pitchers to Cole because then Cole is better, but I mean Sorokin's on the Islanders.
Yep.
Sorokin goes out.
You imagine if he could pitch too, Sorokin?
He'd shut you out because that's his thing, right? But Sorokin, Max Fried, like these guys go out left and right.
Spencer Strider's a stud.
Yeah, he is. But if they go out,
yeah,
it doesn't
affect
them.
If the Braves lose any of those guys.
Right.
But I think, I don't know if the Braves is a great example because the Braves also lost the best player, one of the best players in baseball, and still were able to pivot and make enough moves where they won the World Series.
It was unbelievable.
Right? So, I mean, I think that's the hard part is that, I mean, there's a real opportunity, and it's just going to cost you. I know there's, you know, draft compensation involved with Blake Snell, but, I mean, is Blake Snell Gerrit Cole? No, he's not, and he's going to cost you a ton of money, but how all in are you? Like, what's your definition? I think Hal's definition of all in might be a little bit different. It's the computer trying to just end itself. It's a computer.
Mine? Because I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's one?
That's yours, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm scared of nobody!
All right, so Yankees. Yankees next season. Soto, free agent. Okay?
Right.
You got Rizzo, who's actually hitting well. They got a club option on him. Torres. Free agent.
Right.
Verdugo, free agent.
Yes, that's three.
Clay Holmes, free agent.
Yep.
Tommy Canley, free agent. But Soto's the big one. I mean, yeah, you're right. The offense was awful, without Aaron Judge.
But here's the thing.
And it's going to be better.
Rizzo was injured.
He was great early.
He was great, then he was injured. Soto wasn't here. Volpe's going to be better, right? I mean, when you look up and down what this Yankees team is, you got to figure they're going to get more production at a third base.
Yeah, catching position.
I mean, Donaldson was brutal, so left field was a black hole for them, mm-hmm. and it won't be. So, no, I think you're going to get a lot more offensively. I think you'll be fine. I think if you're the Yankees, you'll be fine to move forward without him for a certain amount of time. I think if it's for the season is when it becomes catastrophic.
Yeah, but I think you're also talking about a fan base that in a perfect world would have an all-star at every position because they have, in their mind, enough money to do that. Right? Like, I mean, it just this, and again, I don't know how long he's going to be out. If it's 1 to 2 months, I'm with you 1,000%. And I'm also with you 1,000% if he's gone for the season. I don't know if it matters who you add.
I mean, it would help. Add Blake Snell.
It would help.
And you know what? I'll say this, though. You can't replace Gerrit Cole, but Jordan Montgomery in the postseason last year was an ace.
Look at Eovaldi in the postseason.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's his. And you also have concerns, too, about Stroman in the second half of seasons, when it's going to be the most important part of the season. And he struggled in the second, in the back half of the season, especially last season. So a lot of questions, but I think the offense is going to be a whole hell of a lot
better. It's
going
to be way better, which will make the loss of Cole for whatever period of time a lot easier to deal with. You just can't deal with the entire season.
Right. But
that's
also,
what I would say.
Here's the other thing, though. The benefit of having, like, if you went out and, you know, we're really all in and said, you know, we don't care. We're trying to win right now. So money, whatever it is, doesn't matter. And you did find a way to get, you know, Blake Snell, which I don't think they're going to do anyway. But it also eliminates the need for someone that you don't really know what they are to all of a sudden become a big, you know, big factor in the season.
Right. I mean, is there a chance that Nestor reverts back to his prior form and is great? Yeah, but these are unknowns right now.
Right, but you also, this is what happened with the Knicks, right? Is all of a sudden now you ask guys to do things they're not capable of doing. So they're out of, you know, every good team, here's your role, excel in your role. And when guys are able to do that, you have a lot of success. But if all of a sudden now your ace is out and now, you know, Rodon, who was awful last season, now has to step up and be your ace, is he capable of doing that? Which means now Marcus Stroman's got to be your two. And
so think about how much pressure is on Rodon, right? He goes, they expect him to be great last year. He's hurt, and then he stinks. He's boot off the mound. It's a disaster. He's angry. He turns his back. The whole thing, we've been there. Now it's like, all right, a lot of pressure on him to step in and be the number two. Now, a lot of pressure on him. He's got to be the one. I mean, you talk about things could, you're at a fork in the road.
Right.
You are at a fork in the road right now.
And on top of that, you need someone in the back end to step up. You know, is it Luis Hill? Is it Clayton Beter? Like, who is, you know, who's that guy? You know, bringing in Blake Snell, a proven commodity, who's won, you know, two Cy Youngs off of Cy Young. I mean, kind of, it alleviates that pressure on the back end, too. But, I mean, it's going to be expensive. It's the problem with him when you're up against the tax the way the Yankees are up against
the tax.
That's
right. So a $30 million deal is a $66 million deal.
Right.
Let's go to Subi in Midtown. Hi, Subi.
Hey, guys, the crazy thing about all of this is that you may have to offload Gleyber early to get that starting pitcher. And there were free agents available. The Yankees just missed out on them, short-term deals. And that's what I got to say is that unless Steinbrenner goes out, then Cashman's going to still be here. They have to bring in another investor like the Dodgers did, who were able to get two or three different type of owners to influx cash.
But the Yankees spend a ton of money. I don't understand this narrative that the Yankees don't spend a lot of money.
They didn't spend it the right way. And Stanton deal, you know, he hasn't been hitting in the minor leagues, I mean, in the early season. So what I got to say is that at what point do we have to offload contracts like Gleyber to get better starting pitching for next year?
You might have to. Well, again, you don't know what's going to happen with Cole. So I don't think you can discuss moving Gleyber and bringing in a starting pitcher until you really have an answer on what's going
to
happen with Gerrit Cole.
I mean, I think the Peraza injury also, I mean, also kind of muddies the waters with that thing. But I think that was part of being all in. Like, knowing that Gleyber was going to be a free agent next year, but you know, I mean, when he's right, you know, the kind of offensive production you get from him.
RJ and Raymond, when do you guys, because I know Rick's going to say, I don't want to do it. Our baseball predictions. Season actually starts in less than a week.
On the 20th.
Right, which is just 6 days from now. But when are we going to do our full baseball predictions?
I would probably say that's a Monday or Tuesday kind of
thing. I'd like to pass.
Of course.
Of course you would.
But why?
I don't like doing it.
But why?
Because I think you know why.
Because if it turns out that you're wrong,
yes.
Now it haunts you.
Right.
What if we...
No, don't baby him.
No. I was just saying, what if we whittle it down a little bit? Like, you still make predictions for playoffs and division winners, but then it's just after that, maybe we don't have to predict all the way through the playoffs. You tell me who will win the World Series.
Whatever. However he can handle it.
Check the temperature midseason, maybe.
See, I actually like that better. I don't mind that as much.
What?
Well, I think it's unfair to all of a sudden start just willy-nilly saying who's gonna win something if you haven't even really seen the teams play yet.
Well, that's what a prediction is.
No, I'm fine doing division winners in playoffs, but who's going to make their way through the playoffs? It's a little premature. Why not give ourselves halfway through the season to get a better idea of what we
like
have?
Making decisions.
He doesn't like making predictions.
Uninformed.
Yes,
uninformed.
Yes, I like to have all the information.
But
I'm
don't
like
you think it's
Cole
understood
right
that when you're making a preseason prediction, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be wrong?
I want to have a very good chance that I'm right because it makes me happy when I'm right.
I get it. I get it.
It's amazing how you guys placate to him, though.
No, see, here's
the
problem.
I get it, Rick.
No, no,
yeah,
here's the
I'm
problem.
On your side. I get
here's
it.
Here's the real problem. There's no real payoff to this. It drives me nuts to do it. I'm upset when I get it wrong, but when I get it right...
Now you feel great.
No, I
feel
do,
like a million bucks.
But it's not really celebrated.
Well, my Texas Rangers in the postseason has gotten a ton of traction.
No, it hasn't. I went on an epic run through the NFL postseason with my picks. Epic run. Won it. Won the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
After an awful season last year.
Right.
You didn't even mention it. You talked about it for like 2 seconds.
Let's spend the next hour on it.
Am I wrong, RJ? Am I wrong?
This is what it's really all about.
He needs his ego stroke.
No, I don't
need it. You need a good stroke. That's what it is.
Who doesn't need a good stroke? Talk to my wife.
Excuse me.
RJ, am I wrong? Last year, I'm on on the worst run in the history of picking NFL games. All we talked about, how bad Rick sucks at picking games. I go on a run, smash everybody, and nothing.
We're going to spend the next hour on it. Forget about Rodgers. Forget about the Giants moving up to 3. Garrett Cole,
I don't want it now.
Back burner.
I don't want it now.
I have an idea.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Baseball picks, straight up, heads up, you two.
No.
$10,000.
I have a pick ED right now.
Now we're talking. Now there's a payoff.
To charity, right?
Charity.
Does he have ED? Oh, it's so clever. Look at us.
If you want to take a few bucks off the top for yourself, so be it. Now you're invested.
Like a vigorish.
Yep. Now now you're invested.
No. You don't know.
He thought about it.
I did think about it. No.
Because you're scared.
I'm not scared.
What do you mean?
I'm not scared.
Then let's go. Let's listen to the maestro here. He's a Leonard Bernstein of the show. Let's.
you're comfortable with 10 grand?
No.
No. Okay.
But I'm comfortable with $500.
You're going to put me in a real problem now. This is going to ruin my whole weekend. Now I'm going to have to really dig into this weekend.
You know how he attacks football and asks every single person alive?
Every single person.
Can you imagine he's going to be buckled down watching Padres Pirates on Thursdays and on Tuesdays?
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I think this would invest those guys as well. You get one of them, I get one of them. And then whoever wins, you or me, if you win... Or you give the money to RJ. I win. I give
Why
the money
do we
to
do
Raymond.
Team picks?
Team picks. You and I put up the money. One of us gets RJ. One of us gets Raymond. Look, yeah, now,
I feel
now
like,
he's like, this is
but
good.
But I feel like one of those guys in that room is fully invested in like fantasy baseball and everything else, and the other one is not.
So then you want RJ.
Again, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But Raymond is bright.
Raymond, what's your feel for Major League Baseball right now?
You know what? I kind of agree with you. I don't know enough. I need to see more.
Let's see. He's completely ill-prepared.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.